Now on 4BC Drive, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown.
And Charlie Brown, of course, you can hear him here on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 4BC. But he joins us every week on Drive as well. How are you, Charlie?
Yeah, good, thanks, Scott. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tech giant Samsung, it's made a major breakthrough in the world of technology. And in this new computer chip, it mimics the human brain. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is an interesting example, and I think what it shows is that big companies like Samsung and other big companies that make microchips as well, they don't just wait around developing microchip technology until 2 or 3 years before when that chip is going to be released. They actually do get right in at the ground level with, in this case, Harvard University to develop scientific-based exploration into how to make their technology better. In this example, what they've actually done is try to replicate the neural system, the human brain, and the way the human brain processes information in an effort to take that processing of information network that's done by the human brain and copy and paste the method of calculating things onto a microchip, or in this case, onto a group of microchips. And the idea is that, millions of years of human evolution have created the brain, which is much better than any microchip we've got at the moment. So if we copy how the brain does things, then maybe the microchip will get better faster than it will anyway. And that's what they've published the information about.
This sounds very much like science fiction movies, you know, the computers taking over the world and getting smarter than us. That's where it's going.
That's exactly what it is, Scott. It is. And more, this stuff is not going to be for at least sort of 3 or 5 years from where we are at the moment. But what it's actually showing you is that the tech companies are now at the point where they're looking at the human brain and going, well, we haven't been able to get anywhere near where the human brain is in terms of speed of calculations and things like that. So in this example, and a lot of this is research which will develop the future chips in the next few years, in this example, what they've actually done is said, look, let's use the human brain as the plan and see if we can replicate that. The testing that they've done so far is actually showing that in some tests of the program that they've set up, they actually are being quite successful with it. But obviously, you know, it's one thing to have a bunch of Harvard University guys and Samsung engineers in a room working together, creating this theoretically and testing it. Another thing, having it built into your smartphone or tablet in the next Samsung device that we're going to purchase in store.
Well, you say 5 years. Could it be that soon? 5 years?
We do have examples of some basic machine learning and AI at the moment. I mean, the most basic one is I've got a solar panel and battery in my house, and the machine learning dictates whether it's solar or the battery or the grid or whatever is the power being generated from to power the house. It's really, really basic level. I don't tell it what to do. It goes and learns how we use electricity, and it makes its decisions based on that. This is obviously far, far further advanced in terms of the Samsung Harvard University example, but it will. This is where tech companies want to go, and guys like Elon Musk have come out and said, look, AI is going to be a very dangerous place. We need to be very careful. But all of this technology where they're trying to make microprocessing much more advanced, much more independent thinking-like, is heading in that direction of AI and computers controlling everything.
Well, sounds a bit scary to me, I have to admit. I like my technology. It all sounds a bit scary. Thank you for that, Charlie. We'll catch you next week. And, of course, you can hear Charlie Brown here, host of Life and Technology on 4BC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.